like to invite Jim to come and tell his story. Glory to God.
Hi, I'm sure you can hear me. My name is Jim, and testimony, what's happened to me? How did I find myself here tonight? I've been about Christian churches, etc. for many a year, and I believed I had become reborn, and I believed I'd been baptised in the Spirit, but there was something missing. I'll not make excuses to say why neither my wife and myself were baptised, but what seemed to be good reasons is probably excuses. But the point is, last year I started to get this conviction that I should get baptised. And I wondered if it was just me. I just thought, is it me that's conjuring this up? Or what is this? But gradually I began to realise it was the Lord telling me, it's time for you, sir. It's time. As Jimmy said, I was a tyre kicker. I've been a bit of a tyre kicker all my life, to be honest with you. But I had this desire. I started to go to a church at Parkhead. It was a Nazarene church. And they talked about baptism. And they had said, this was about November, and they said they were having a baptismal service in early January. And I thought, oh, good. But again, as a tyre kicker, I said, I'll wait till after Christmas or New Year, and then I'll ask them. So I went to the church the first Sunday after the Christmas and the New Year, and what do you think they were having? Baptismal service. The tyre kicker had won again. I was quite disappointed myself. I was quite... I was disappointed, I can only say that, and I thought, is this going to happen? Does the Lord mean it for me to happen? But I knew I was. I happened to be talking to Jim one day, and he says, oh, we're having a baptismal service on the 26th of February. And I thought, oh, wow. And I says to him, I've never been baptised, Jim. And he said, oh, he says, do you want to come then? He says, there's two other people. Well, I thought, three's a crowd, I'll be okay. Unfortunately, I find out I'm on one now, but I'm not too bad about it. But I really do believe, I asked my daughter, she was baptised, and I asked my son, he was baptised. She was baptised in the River Ness, the frozen cold water. David Lawson was a pastor. My son was baptised in the Pacific Ocean, and he said there was literally thousands of people being baptised, and thousands of people who were there to assist them. And I didn't want to go to California, and I certainly didn't want to go to the Ness River when it's freezing cold. So I'm very pleased, and I thank the Lord that I've got the chance to be baptised here. So that's what I would like to say, and praise the Lord for giving me this opportunity.
Thanks. Just leave it there, aye. Get your glasses up there.
Okay. Son told me not to make jokes and bring out a back scrubber.
Hey. Okay. Well, ask Gailey to come up and read a wee scripture for Jim before they baptise him. You do that, Evan.
Sure. We've got a baptismal certificate to give to Jim, and these are familiar words from the Book of Romans. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Jim, in confessing your faith, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.